Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf mem, and we're holding at the Mishnah, which is roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid, where the Mishnah begins. Yesoima shenis arsa v'nis garsha. Rabbi Lozer oimer ho oinis chayev v'hamafate potter. On the surface, of course, it sounds like we have a case of Nebuch a Yesoima. She lost her father. Shenis arsa, she was already engaged. Viniskarsha, and she already had a get. Reb Lozer says, if she's the victim nebuch of a masa oinis, then the person who is ma'anis is chayif to pay. V'mafata, if she was the victim of a consensual, some people would say she's not a victim, but if she participated in a consensual relationship, then potter. Now, on the surface, it sounds like all one case. But Rashi already points out, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, that you have to divide the beginning of the Mishnah into two separate cases. Case number one is a case if you have a Yesoima, period. Case number two is a girl who was Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha. That in both of those cases, Reb Lozer says, O'inis Chayev, v'mafate potter. Why is it necessary to go and split up the case of the Mishnah and make it into two cases? Because as we'll see in the Gemara, L'choira, if you're just talking about Yesoima alone, Reb Lozer says, Ha'oynis chayiv, v'mafate potter, isn't that a dover poshet? Because after all, since she's a Yesoima, by definition, the payments are not going to be made to her father, the payments are going to be made to her. There is no father. So she yarshins this right, and it'll go to her. Nope. If it was against her will, then of course the oinus is chayv. On the other hand, if she agreed, then of course the mafata will be potter, because she was moichel. So it doesn't really matter that she was nisarsa v'nisgarsha or not. You could just have a separate case. Yesoima. What's the din by Yesoima? Since there's no father, who do you pay the payments to? Oinus, you pay the payments to her. If it was a pitoy and she was moichel, by definition she was moichel because she consensually agreed to this union, then potter. So what do we need in this arsav and this garsha for? And that's why the Gemara is going to tell us that these are two separate cases, and what Reb Lozer is telling us in the Mishnah by this arsav and this garsha is that he agrees to his Rebbe, to Reb Akiva. Well, what do you mean? What's the Reb Akiva? If you go back for a short moment to the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Omid Aleph, you'll see we learned 2 days ago that Nara Shinis Arsav Niskarsha, oh, our very case. What's the din? Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer Ein Lo Knas, Rabbi Kiva Oimer Yesh Lo Knas, Uknoso Li Atzmo. Aha. What was the reason for that, Machloikis? Because if you look at the posik on the surface, L'choy, the person should be potter from pain. It says, Ki yimtze ish, na'ara, psula, asher loy oirosa, usvasa v'shachav ima v'nimtzo. What does he have to do? He has to go and pay the 50 shkolim, v'loy siya l'isha l'yuchol shalchol kol yomov. So now, the first pasuk says there that you have three requirements. She's got to be a na'ara, a psula, asher loy oirosa, and she was not mu'ureses. She's a penuya, totally single, never married. Aha. So just like we all know that if she already graduated from Na'ara stage to Boigris stage, there's no din of Chamishim Kosef. Same thing is if she graduated from Psula to Ba'ula, no din of Chamishim Kosef. So on the surface, Ashala Yarasa, that she was never engaged, mean betrothed. But had she been betrothed, there would be no din of the Chamishim Kosef. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Glili says. When she's Nisarsa, the halacha fades away. This din of the 50 shkolim, it ends, because she's Nisarsa. The Pasuk says, Asher loy oirasa. Why does the Mishnah add Nisarsa v'nisgarsha, says Rashi? Because if she was only an Arusa and not Nisgarsha, we wouldn't be talking about paying 50 shkolim knas. We would be talking about a chi of Misa, because a person who lives with an Isham Ureses, with an Arusa, is a din chasa sholom of Skila. So we wouldn't be talking about Yolkanas Nishkanas, we'd be talking about Yoskila Nishkila. So that's why the Mishnah talks about this Arsha, Vinis Karsha, where according to Yosi Aglili, Kanas ended a long time ago. As soon as she was Me'ureses, she's no longer in the parish of Narab Sula Asher Loi Oy Rasa. Therefore, Kanas ends. Well, as you recall, Rabbi Kiva says, no. What I learned from Asher Loi Rasa is that because she has become Me'ureses, it's no longer Benosano Ish Ashoichev Ima La'avi Hanara. But instead, the money goes to her, Ukanasali Atzma. And there was another Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara, and a Braisa, and we had a Stira. But bottom line is, if you have a girl who's Nisarsa and Niskarsha, a regular girl, we're not talking about a Yisoyma, a regular Nara, she Nisarsa and Niskarsha, Zok Rabbi Kiva, Yesh Lo Knas Ukanasali Atzma. But of course, that's talking about a Nara, she Nisarsa, who was Nensa. If, however, it was, if she was masking, if it was pitoy, where it was consensual, then since the knas goes to her, she's moicheles on her knas. Ah, so therefore what Reb Lozer in our Mishnah Daf Mem tells us is, I agree to Reb Akiva, there is a din of knas, the knas goes to her, but only goes to her if it was ba'inus, and not if it was a case of pitoy of mefata. Let's just look at the Rashi in the Mishnah. Look, Rashi, Yisoy Mishin Nisarsa. Rashi is four lines from the top of the Amid. Nisarsa Niskarsha Oynis Chayv Amfata Potter. Zok Rashi, the Kivan di Yisoy Mehi, since she's a Yisoyma, Ukanash Shalohi, there's no father, Kanas goes to her. The Achilte, in a case of Mefata, she was Mocheles, Achilte is from the Lashon of Mechila, the Midata Nisbata Taloi, she agreed to live with this fellow. Then potter, then he's potter from paying. Now says Rashi, "Ugyamar mefarish nisaris v'niskarisha milzach ritihi." This is a brand new case. V'loya yisayim ekoy. This is not a continuation. A yisayim who is also nisaris v'niskarisha. Two separate cases. Case number one is a yisayim. Case number two is nisaris v'niskarisha. Then why did the Gemara divide it up into two separate cases? Let's see the Gemara. Zok yamar rabbi v'chana rabbi yoichanan. Reb Lozer of our Mishnah is Beshitas Reb Akiva Rabbi Omro. Reb Akiva said his halach of the Mishnah in accordance with the Shita of his Rebbe, Reb Akiva the Omar. That's the Reb Akiva that we just looked at a moment ago on Daf Lamed Ches. The Yesh Lo Kenas Ukenos Oli Atzma. And that's only, of course, in a case of Oines. But in a case of Pitoy, she's Mechalas, and the Kenas goes to. Then there's no knas whatsoever. In the case of Oynis, the knas is to her. In the case of Pitoy, he's pot. How do you know, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that Reb Loza is saying B'shitas Reb Akiva? We started off the Mishnah Yisayma. And what did we say about Yisayma? And the Gemara leaves out conveniently Shinis Arsum and Iskarsha. We put that in parentheses. What is Yisayma? What's the Lach? Reb Loza, Oymra, Oynis, Chayim, and Fateh, Potter. Frey Gemara, Yisayma, B'shita. I mean, the double pashit, you can't give the money to the father passed away. So who else was the victim of this perpetrator of this ma'anis? Obviously the girl herself. The only reason why the Torah gives that kenas to the father is because of the koshvach ne'urim lavia. Anything that the ketana earns, makes, does, whatever, ketana or the nara, goes automatically to the father. Kesef kedushin goes to the father. So here too, the kenas goes to the father. But that's only if there's a father. If there's no father, if there's a yesoima, it goes to her. And of course, in the case of mefata, since she's moicheles, then pshita, that there is no payment. So I don't need a full-fledged mishnah for a blazer to tell us, by yesoima ha'oines chai mefata patr zuch poshit. El ha'kamashu, and therefore, what is the mishnah telling us? Says a blazer, denaro shenis arsa, viniskarsha, ki yesoima. The halach of a narish and his arz and his arsha is just like my Rebbe said. My Rebbe being Reb Akiva. That what? It has the same halach of Yisayma. My Yisayma li atzma af narish and his arz and his arsha li atzma. Just like Yisayma, it's going to go to her. There is no father. Here too, by this arz and his arsha, there is a knas payable. Not like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili on Daf Lamed Ches. Not like the Poshe Pshat and the Posik that Dafka a girl asher loy oirasa, is there a din of 50? When she's an arusa, the whole din of knas goes away. No. Says Rabbi Elazar, learn like the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Vuzuk Rabbi Akiva, that there is a knas which is payable, but it's only payable if you're talking about a case of oinus. It's a case of mafatza, you're potter. And therefore, the beginning of the Mishnah Yisayma is really according to the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning. Not only is it two separate cases, but rather it's saying, you know who else is considered to be a Yisayma? A full-fledged nar who has a father. But Nisarsim and Niskarsha, just like a Yisoyma is no longer under the auspices of her father, because there is no father, she is a Yisoyma. A girl that's Nisarsim and Niskarsha, says her blazer, is just like a Yisoyma in the sense that all of the payments no longer go to the father, the payments go to her. And that being the case, it's Dafka by case of Oinus, it goes to her. Case of Mafata, it's Potter.
Don't we call her a Yisoma v'chayei ha'av? I mean, we've had this many times already. When a man marries his daughter off, and then she's divorced, he can't marry her off, or cannot again marry her off, because she's considered a Yisoma v'chayei ha'av.
You're 100% right that the Gemara uses that term, Yisoma v'chayei ha'av, but it only uses it by Nisuin. It doesn't use it by Erisin. If you remember, we had in the Gemara the other day, that an arusa, that it was niskarsha, and she's still a ktana or a nara, the father has the right to receive yet the next payment of kedushin, and the next payment of kedushin. You could have that she unfortunately got stuck with the wrong chasanim multiple times, each time arusa v'niskarsha, arusa v'niskarsha, arusa v'niskarsha, each time the payment goes to the father, unless and until she becomes a boygeres. So therefore she's not Yisoyim B'chayav, except for this particular halacha. Why is this halacha different? Because it says, Asher Loi Ayrasa. When does it go to the father? Dafka, if she was never Mureses. However, if she was Mureses, the father loses his rights, and then the monies go to her. Rabbi, you have a question? No? So Magei Vaita. Zokti Morietz. Omer Zeira, Omer Rabba Barshila, Omer Rav Amnuna Saba, Omer Rav Ada Barahava, Omer Rav. Halach Reb Lozer, we talk a pasuk like Reb Lozer, that if you have a girl who is Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, she's still a Na'ara, not a Yisoyma, regular girl, Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha. Reb Lozer pasuk Namishta like Reb Akiva. Yes, we also follow Reb Lozer like Reb Akiva. Kari Rav Aleid Reb Lozer. Rav said about Reb Lozer, he's Tuvina the Chakimi. He's the most fortunate among the Chacham. What does it mean that he was the most fortunate among the Chacham? So Rashi reminds us and brings us the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos that, as everybody knows, Reb Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and all the 24,000 unfortunately passed away during a short period of time between Pesach and Shavuos. And after that, the whole world was desolate. The Olam HaTorah was finished. It collapsed. 24,000 Talmidim passed away. But Rabbi Akiva was able to resuscitate it and reinvigorate it by taking on five new Talmidim. And those five new Talmidim, they reestablished Torah in Klal Yisrael. The five are Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yoisi, Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Oh, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, that's the fifth of the five that we just mentioned. And that's Rabbi Elazar that's being quoted in our Gemara. That's Rabbi Elazar bar Mishnah. And that's what Rav says. Rabbi Elazar, since he had the greater Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and he followed Rabbi Akiva in this halacha, he's the most fortunate of the Chachamim that had such a great Rebbe and was able to go and be Masik Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa and follow the halacha as taught by his Rebbe. Why Rav says it here, why the Gemara quotes a Dafka over here, we have numerous Reb Lozer ben Shemuas throughout Shas, Vesach Nisht, but at least the Gemara says over here that Reb Lozer passed like Reb Akiva, and Reb Lozer was very fortunate. And we're on to the next Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah. We spoke about in the previous Mishnah, not the Mishnah today, but yesterday, that in addition to the payment of the Knas, one also has to pay Boishes Upegam. Zokti Yomara, how do you measure Boishes Upegam? So the Mishnah, there is no one standard for all. It's not like Knas, it's 50 shkolim, but rather, it really depends on the mavayish, the one that's inflicting the busha, and the one that is the recipient of the busha. Now, it doesn't say in our Mishnah how you define that, how you measure that. However, Rashi gives us a little bit of a feel. Rashi says, Hakal afi ha-mavayish. You see Rashi about a line further down. It says, Rashi, Odom beinani ha-mavayish boishte kasha mi odom zoilel u-mi odom choshev. So Rashi says something very interesting. What happens if a person is, he is criticized in public, or Chas v'Shalom, some gives him a patch across the face. If it happens to be an Odom Zoylel, a nobody, as a homeless type, it's a Draita Meshigana, many people will go and say, come on, who cares? Ezach an idiot, he doesn't know what he's doing anyway, he has no seichel, you know, just forget about him. So then the busha is not so great. Rashi says, even if the person is an Odom Choshev, the busha is not so great, because getting a patch ichweis from the king or from the president, a person might feel proud. Oh, you see, merechen sich mit mir. People think about me. You see, the king and the president thought I'm important enough to go and give me a patch. So in a sense, that kind of dulls the effect of the busha. But it's an odem beinani, a guy middle of the road, just a normal guy. Who are you to go and give me a patch? You nobody. Who are you? And that, perhaps then, under those circumstances, says Rashi, the Odom Beinani, his busha perhaps is greater than the Odom Zoylel and the Odom Choshev. The Ramban adds that although Rashi says that, and of course that is the case since Rashi says it, however, that's only by regular, normal busha situations, like a person giving a patch to somebody else. However, says Ramban, here we're talking about the boishes of a man living with the young lady. Says the Ramban, the Odom Zoylel is a greater busha. It's one thing when you have a normal young man that goes and is mavayish and is ma'anis a young lady. Okay, it's not a nice thing, we all agree. However, if it's an Odom Zoylel, if it's a guy on drugs, a guy who's homeless, a mukashchin, a person who is, think of all the wonderful attributes you can give to a person like that, having to live with a person like that is as repugnant and as repulsive as you can get. That's even a greater busha, therefore, for the young lady. That's gabi busha. What means begam? So Gemara, royin oisa ki'ilu hi shivchon nimkeres b'shuk, kama hoisa yofa v'kama hi yofa. How do you measure begam? That already is measurable. That's already, you know, the mevayish and misbayish. Okay, we didn't talk about the misbayish. Rashi said, misbayish lefi chashivu soy boishtoy. Who's the one that got the patch? If the one that got the patch is himself a third-rate, low-life type of person, Numa Maila, he gets patch, and he gives patch, and Ishkazoi. If it's an Odom Choshev that you go and give a patch to, then there's a much greater busha. That's the misbayish. Now, what's the pegam? Pegam is measurable. How do you measure it? Take this young lady and take her out to the marketplace, or don't take her out, but at least conjure up what would happen were you to take her into the marketplace. If she was a virgin, if she was a psula, then she would command one price. If she was a ba'ula, she would command a lesser price. Regardless of what, how talented and creative and how pretty she happens to be, by the fact that she's a ba'ula, no longer a psula, automatically there's going to be a discount. Whether the discount is 1% or 50% or 20%, whatever it is, there will be a discount in the price that she will fetch for being sold because of the fact that she is Bura. Now, why is that the case? Imagine we'll see in the Gemara this far. But that is the bottom line, and that's how you go measure the damage that has been caused to her, that pigam, the amount that she would fetch in the marketplace, less than she would have fetched earlier. And then the Mishnah tells us what we all know from Chumash. Knas shava b'chol adam. Knas is a fixed amount. It makes no difference whether the young lady is, as the Gemara will say, a bas melochem, a princess, or whether she happens to be just a bas hedyoit, just a commoner. It makes no difference. It's all the same. 50 shkolim. Whenever the Torah gives you that amount, that it's a kitzvah, the Gemara, for instance, will give us an example, legabe an eved. If a shor hamuad goes and kills an eved, what's the halacha? Here you don't go and say, you start figuring out how much it's worth, and this and that. By every single eved, there's a kanas of shloishim shakel, 30 shkolim. That's what you state in the Torah. So it makes no difference whether this eved happens to be a rocket scientist, or whether the eved is a schlepper. Bottom line is, it's all exactly the same amount, and the same thing applies to the kenas by a nara who is unfortunately nensa. Zokimar, we started off the mission saying that in addition to the kenas is also boishes of begam. Zokimar, who says the eimachamishim sloim amrachmana mikol mili? Maybe the din of the 50 shkolim min ha-toira, that's a package deal. That includes everything from top to bottom, including the boishes, including the begam. That's all part and parcel of the 50. Amrav Zeira! How is that logical? Yoimer people will say, bol bas malochem chamishim, bol bas et yoitis chamishim. Doesn't make sense to go and say that a girl who is a bas malochem, we're not just talking about her own personal shame. This is a shame for the whole household. It's a shame for the Queen of England if we hear that her daughter, Chas v'Shalom, has been violated. It is a bush of the ganze malchus. That, you're going to tell me that's chamishim. And Boal Baset Yoitz is a private individual whose daughter, unfortunately, was nensa. Also chamishim. Obviously, the busha, the boishes of the bas malachim should be much greater. So you can't go and shovel that in and enclose it as part of the 50. That's impossible. 50 kanas for bas malachim, 50 kanas baset yoitz should include the boishes when the boishes is so much different one to the other. Amalei Abaye says, I don't understand your svara, Reb Zeira. Ihochi, why don't you say the same thing? Gabi Eved Nami, Yoimu Eved Noikiv Margolios Shloishim. If you have an Eved that Nebuch was killed by a Shor Hamur, what's the din? You got to go and pay Shloishim Shkolim. You're going to say the Eved who's Noikiv Margolios. That requires a great deal of talent and creativity to be able to go and make holes in pearls and not destroy the pearl. To be able to go and string the pearl and make from it a necklace or a bracelet or whatever one does with pearls of that nature. So an eved that can do that work can fetch a very high price in the marketplace because, after all, that shows great talent. Eved, oise masa machat, if you have another eved who is capable of being a tailor, which, of course, also requires a certain amount of skill, but certainly not the skill of someone who can go and bore holes in a margolius. Are you going to go and say both of them are shloishim? And guess what? The Torah does say, yes, the din is shloishim by both of them. So you see that even though you have such major distinctions between an eved noikim margolius, a rocket scientist, and an eved that's only an oisim masa machat, which is a very simple type of profession, they both have the same price. So maybe the same thing applies to the Bas Malach and the Bas Ejoitis. That's what the Rabbeinu Shulam wanted. It should command the same price. And then for Elam Reb Zeira, I'm going to change my Svara. And he says the following. Ilu bo'u aleha shnayim. Echad kedarka v'echad shaloi kedarka. Yoimru bo'al shleima chamishim, bo'al paguma chamishim. Now, although the Lashon HaGemara is echad kedarka v'echad shloi kedarka, the Gemara really means the other way around. What happens if you have two shkutzim, and both decide, they both put their eyes on a particular young lady, and they both have intentions to go and be ma'anasar. The first one is ma'anasar shloi kedarka, which means from the back, and therefore technically she is still a psula in the mokim psulim. Obviously, this person, well, it's not obvious, but the halacha is he has to go and pay chamishim shekel. In fact, it happens to be machloikis if nobody destroyed the psulim, but toisis and most rishonim hold, toisis here in the bottom, that even though she still remains a psula, you still have to go and pay chamishim shekel. Now what happens the second individual, the second one of these shkutzim that goes and lives with this young lady? He is already boil kedarka. So he broke through the psulim. So now, what's the din with him? Okay, well, he was ma'anis and nara psula, and he has to pay 50. Says Reb Zaira, let me ask you, does it make sense? After all, the first person who lived with her, Bo'al Shleima, he was Bo'al, a girl that had never lived with anybody before, so her reputation and her status as a virgin was totally intact. You got to pay 50. The second guy, although he was Bo'al Psula, it's got to be this Bo'al Psula because he's Bo'al a Ba'ula, then the whole Chamishim of Knas doesn't apply. So it's talking about that she is still a Psula. The reason is because the first perpetrator was only Ma'aneser Shaloi Kedarka. The second person is Ma'aneser now Kedarka. So he also has to pay 50. However, says the Gemara, but after all, he already lived with, pardon the expression, with damaged goods, because she was already a Paguma, not in the sense, she was still a Psula. But the fact is that he's living with a girl that had already lived with someone previously. And nevertheless, the price for both of them is the same 50 knas. Oh, so you see that it's 50 knas, and the busha of the Paguma is less than the busha of the Shleima, because the Shleima, nobody had ever touched her before, now she's violated for the first time, so her boishes is greater than the second one who's Nebuch already Paguma, and when the second person lived with her, obviously it's also a terrible crime, but it still doesn't rise to the level of the first crime. And nevertheless, we say that it's the same 50. Says Reb Zaira, it cannot be that this 50 also includes within it the inyan of the boishes, because the boishes of the Shleima is much worse than the boishes of the Piguma. And again, Abaye answers similar to the Teretz that he gave on the Omer Aleph. Omer Abaye, Ihochi, Gabi, Evan Nami. Again, by the Evan with the Sharamud. Yoimru, Evan, Bori, Shloishim. Evan, Mukashchin, Shloishim. What happens if you have an Evan that Baruch Hashem is a gesunter fellow? He goes to the gym every day for an hour, and he is a strong guy in the block. He's a real strong fellow. He can do work, and he can pick up who knows what. And if he gets killed by the Sharamud, you pay 30. What's the halacha legabi if the Eved is an Eved Mukashchin? Mukashchin, of course, means that he has all types of boils and stuff all over his body. However, that's just a euphemism. What the Gemara means to say, what happens if you have an Eved who's a weakling, who is unfortunately has illnesses, he has diseases of all different types, and therefore he's nowhere in shape compared to the Eved Bari. What's the halacha? You gotta go and pay the same shloishim. What's the logic? There is no logic. That's Gezeiras HaMelech, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. So maybe the same thing applies to the Baal Shleim and the Baal Paguma, that it's exactly the same chamishim. Now, L'chayre, this seems to be almost the same discussion that we had on the Amud Aleph. Why does the Gemara, why does Reb Zaira feel that there's a difference between, what did Reb Zaira say in the Amud Aleph? Reb Zaira said, boishes cannot be part of a package deal of knas, because it cannot be that Abbas Malachim and Abbas Adyoitis have the same boishes, and they should both be part of the knas. Says Abaya, why not? We see that the shloishim by a rocket scientist, and the shloishim for an oisem masa machat, for a lowly profession. So you see that shloishim doesn't worry about these types of distinctions. So says Reb Zaira, okay, fine, granted. But isn't the boishes of a shleima much worse than the boishes of a baguma? How can those be part of 50? Says Reb Abaye, no, how do you say by shloishim that this is a bori and this is a mukashchin? So what's the reason for this repetition, and what was Reb Zaira's havamina on the Amud Beis? What's going on over here? So the Mefarshim explain that Reb Zaira was talking about on the Amud Aleph external factors. As far as the girl herself is concerned, the girl who happens to be a princess or the girl who happens to be a Basid Yoitis, a commoner, it's the same girl. The Maisa that happened to her was the same Maisa. The fact that she happens to be a princess or a Basid Yoitis, that's just external, that she's recognized in the world that she comes from royalty, and this one comes from just a regular house. How could it be that the boishes is the same? Says Abaya, I don't understand your kasha. I'll go and show you avodim where there are external factors. This Eved happens to be a very talented Eved, he can go and do a Nekev Margolius, and this happens to be an Eved who's not such a creative, talented individual, he can do a Masa Machat. But the Torah says Shloisha. So he talked about external, and he replied external. Says Reb Zeira, okay, you have a good point. But let's talk about internal. Internal meaning, let's talk about the young lady herself, inherent in her, as opposed to talking about external things. Isn't there a difference between a shleim and a paguma? Why would it be that the boishes of a shleima should be the same boishes of a paguma? Those must be two different factors, and therefore it cannot be part of the knas. Says Abai, oh, you want to talk about internal, the girl herself, instead of talking about external factors? So let's talk about an eved. An eved bariya, gezunt to eved. He is, Baruch Hashem, stark and gezunt, and he can go and lift tall buildings in a single bound, and therefore he is certainly a much more valuable eved, and nevertheless it's shloshim shkolim. Much more than the eved who's a nebuch, a weakling, and he's ill, and he constantly has all types of illnesses and diseases. No, he also commands shloshim. So you see, says Abaye, even if you're talking about internally in the person, in the physical structure of the individual, makes no difference. This is 30 and that's 30. And therefore, theoretically, could be that the Knas of 50 includes the Boishas as well. See, that being the case, we're back to square one. How do we know that Boishas is not included within the Knas? Elamar Abaye. It's not based on logic. It's based on a Pasuk, Omakra. Tachas Asherina, we stay Tachas Asherina. Again, if you have the Torah or Hashalem, v'nosano isha shoychev imolavia nara chamishim kosev v'lo yisiel isha. Why is it that this ish hashoychev imo has to pay the chamishim kosev? Tachas Asherina. I'll tell you the reason why. Because he was ma'anes her. He caused her this terrible, terrible violation. Oh, that's why you go and pay the chamishim shekel. So tzvaiter abaya. Is the chasimin that this kenas is a chasherina? That's for the ma'isa of oynis and being ma'aniser. True, but what about the fact that there was boishes? What about the fact that there was a pegam? Oh, that's already a different measure. That's already a different compensation that he has to go and pay. And that's how I know that there is boishes of pegam in addition to the kenas. Rova Omar, I have another raya. Rova Omakra. The same pasuk, v'nosan ish ha-shoychev ima la'vi anara chamishim kosev. Now let me ask you, why does it have to tell us ha-shoychev ima? Don't I know that we're talking about the person of shoychev ima? I mean, that's the reason why he's paying the chamishim kosev. And the previous pasuk said, v'chi, not this pasuk, that's the pasuk. The previous pasuk said, v'nosan ish ha-shoychev ima, we already said that. So the pasuk already says that if you a person finds a nara psula and usvasa v'shochav ima, what does he have to do? He's got to go and pay. So it would have just been enough to say v'nosano ish la'avi hanara chamishim kosef. Why does he have to say v'nosano isha shoychav ima? We know that the reason why he's paying is because he was shoychav ima. That's the previous pasuk. Zokti Yamara, because the Hanoah Shchiva is Nun. Mechlal, that besides this Hanoah that the fellow had of violating and living with this young lady, Mechlal, besides that, the Boishas of Begam. Fine. Frank Dimar of Eimel Adida, maybe the Boishas of Begam should go to her. I can certainly understand that the Knas goes to the father, because that's what it says in the Torah. V'nosana isha sheikh of Eimel Lavi Anara. Fine. But now that you've told me that in addition to the Hanoa Shchiva, in addition to the Knas that goes to the father, there's also Boishas of Begam. May the Boishas of Begam goes Lididah to her and not to the father. Omakra Benurel Beisavia, Kol Shvach Nurel Yavia, anything having to do with Shvach Nurim goes to Via, as long as she's a Ketana or a Nara, any income, anything that she gets, she receives, she has, everything goes to her father. How do I know masa bas? In other words, if you have a girl who happens to be very talented and already at the age of 10, 11, 12, she's already working and she's making money, how do you know that that income goes lavia instead of putting it in the bank on her behalf? It goes to the father. How do you know? Shem it's in the pasuk. V'chiyim kar ish es bita li oma v'seitze kitzei so'avad. So, Dash in the Gemara. Why did it say, Kiyim Karish is Bitoy, li Amma? I know she's being sold for an Amma. Now, what else is she being sold for? That an Oma is a shifcha, she's being sold for a slave. So the Gemara learns pshat, ma Oma ma'as yadeh l'rabba, just like when you buy a slave, all of her ma'as yadayim, all of her income, all of her, whatever she can produce with her hands, all of that goes to her rabba, to her master. Af ma'as, same thing, by a daughter, ma'as yadeh l'avia, whatever she produces, goes to her father. So Freit Gemara, lomali, what do I need this hekish of the bitterly Oma, just like Oma, what do I need that for? Typically, mineral beisavia. Just the fact that we have the lach mineral beisavia. Anything that she does bishas neurim when she was a ktana, when she is a nara, it all goes beisavia. Kol shvach neurel avia. So, what do I need this separate drasha for of the masa basli avia from the yimkar ishes bitali yama? El says Yomara, you know you're right. Mineral beisavia is really not talking about income. Binurah Beisavi is talking about Hahi ben Aforis Nedorim Hu Tachsif. That pasuk, in fact, is at the end of the Parshas Nedorim, in the beginning of Parshas Matos. It says Eila Chukim Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Ben Ishli Ishta Ben Av Levitai Binurah Beisavi. That Sheni in Parshas Matos, and Binurah Beisavi means when you're talking about any type of neder that a girl makes, depending on whether she happens to be a single girl, whether she has a father, whether she's me'ureses, whether she's a nesua, all of that is spelled out in the parsha. And if in fact it turns out that she is not married, or even if she is an arusa, binurel beisavia, we need to have the father's consent to her neder, because the father has a right to be mefer. The only difference between a girl who's single and a girl who is an arusa is by an arusa you have to have both the orus and the father have the right to be mefer. So it's a joint effort, if you will. They both have joint rights. But the father does not lose his rights unless and until she becomes a niswa. So Zokti Gemara, that's what Binurea Beisavia comes to tell you. Freiti Mora Ibazoi, so how do I now know the halacha by uns, that Boishes Ubegam goes to the father and not to the girl? Well, let's just learn it up. Just like Binurel Beisavia by Faris Nedorim, you're telling me that it goes to the father. Here too, say Boishes Ubegam goes to the father. Says Yomar, Mamoinu Yisur V'Yofina. I can't, because the din of Nedorim, the din of Isur. She makes a neder, and if she's not careful with the neder, she'll be over on the neder, and she'll be over a lav. So, that's Isurim. Here we're talking about Mamonis. So you can't learn Mamon from Isur. V'chitayim en Nelef Miknosa. Let's go and learn from the din of Knas, meaning just like the Knas goes Leavia, the Boishes Ubegam also goes Leavia. I can't learn Mammon from Knas, because Knas is Gezeiras HaMelech, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. You give 50, you give 30. Who does it go to? It goes to the father. 30, it goes to the owner of the Eved. So you can't learn Mammon, which is more of a logical compensation, from a Knas, which is a penalty. Says Yomara, I'll tell you why. Ela mistavra diovia hava di boy mosa lo lemenovel umukishchen. It's really not based on a pasuk. It's based on pure svara, on pure logic, meaning that the father, when he has his daughter, he has a right to go and marry her off to anyone, to any prospective chosin that he likes, even if that chosin may not be a good match for the daughter. I mean, it's obvious that your normal father is going to marry off his daughter to a proper gentleman. However, the right that he has is absolute, and if he wanted to, he can go marry her off to a nobody, even to a manuvel or mukashchin. He has that right. Now, by the fact that a person was ma'anis, this young lady, as we know, it says in the pasuk lo yisiel isha. So, if you will, he preempts and he removes the father's right to go and choose the chosin, because he's going to go and marry the lady, v'lois Elisha. Now, it's true that the Gemara said yesterday that the father has a right to go and be mocha, imoin yamoin of yelasitolai, even though that's talking about pitoy, but the Gemara says the same thing applies to oinus. Fine, maskim. But lemaisa, by the fact that he went and lived with this young lady already, he takes away the father's right to choose the young man, but it goes even more than that. The father's right to go and marry his daughter off to Manova Mukashchin, it's kemat ein lecha boishes upegami yoisem mizeh, that he's going to marry her off to someone who is such a low life, such a mukashkin, someone who's so diseased and repulsive and looks repulsive, acts repulsive. But he has that right. And therefore, that right of being mavayish his daughter and be poigim his daughter, that belongs to him, to the father. That right of boishes upegami. This fellow now, by living with her and now taking her as a wife, he has deprived the father from that payment of the boishes upegami from this young man. Oh, therefore, this fellow who committed this maisa oinus, the boishes upegami goes to the father. Finally, it's in the Mishnah begam roino isekilu he shivcha nimkeres. The difference between a shivcha who is a psula and a shivcha who is a beula. How do you determine that? Omer vudi Shmuel oimdem kama odem roitzalita min shivcha besula leshivcha beula lisham shoy. Figure out how much would a person want to have a shivcha who's a psula or a shivcha's beula lisham shoy to go and serve him. Now we say serve him, we mean go and do household work, do work in the fields, whatever a girl was sold for purposes of slavery. Come on, give me a break. What difference does it make whether she's a psula ba'ula? If you're talking about farm work, or you're talking about doing the laundry, or if you're talking about other types of work that a slave girl can do, does it make a difference if she's a psula ba'ula? No difference. If she's more creative and more talented and she's quicker and more efficient, then she should go and command a higher price. If she happens to be a shlamazel mit a shlamiel and a schlepper, then she should command a lower price. What does it have to do with psul and ba'ula? Alice says, I'll tell you why. El bein shivcha ba'ula shivcha she'ena ba'ula lohasiya li'avdoi. It would command a different price because if he wanted to go and select a particular eved to designate this girl to a psula or a ba'ula would command different prices. Pray tomorrow. That the eved makes a difference that I can understand. But why would the odoin care one way or the other? An eved is an eved, he's a slave. Who cares if the slave gets a girl who's a psula or he gets a shifcha who's a ba'ula? Why does the master care? He says, I'll tell you why. Be'eved sheishli l'rabbi koyus ruach emenu. What happens if he has his favorite eved, and this eved is really top-notch in every respect? Not only is he talented, not only is he creative, but every single day he shines his rabbi's shoes, and he goes and brings his rabbi a coffee every single morning, and he's a real top-notch guy, and the rabbi is so happy with him, and he says to all the other avodim, why can't you be like Johnny? Johnny is a real good eved. He knows what to do when he's smart and he's intelligent and he runs to help me and to go and to come. And as a reward for Johnny the eved, you know what? He says, Johnny, you've been such a good eved. I'm going to go and get you a wife. Not a wife in the traditional sense where you're going to have 10,000 people in Madison Square Garden when you go marry off your daughter. However, I'm going to go and get you a good shivcha. What means a good shivcha? She's going to be a psula rather than a ba'ula, and therefore a psula commands a slightly higher price than a ba'ula. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah and the Gemara we already had earlier on in our Masechta, so this should be pretty familiar, in fact, earlier on in our Perek. It all dwells on the question as to whether or not the din of the Chamishim Shekel is only by Enara, or is it also by a ketan? The Lashon HaPasuk is obvious. The Lashon HaPasuk says that kiyum ish na'ara psula. The question is whether it also includes a ketana, and that we'll see as a machlokes in our Mishnah and in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Kol mokim sheyesh mecher ein knas, v'chol mokim sheyesh knas ein mecher. If there is mecher, meaning that the father can go and sell his daughter, then he does not receive knas. If the father is able to receive knas, he can sell his daughter. What does that mean? So the Mishnah itself explains. Ketana yesh lemecher. You can go and sell a ketana up to the age of shtei saris. Once you get shtei saris, nara, she's out. And the Gemara says, madach, that she's yoitzeh b'simanim, then of course he can't sell her once she has received her simanim. So therefore, ketana he can sell. But there's no din of knas, because it's a ketana, it's not a nara. On the other hand, nari yesh no knas. That's what it says b'feish in the Torah. Kiyum tzeish nara. There's a knas. Ve'ein lamecha, but there's no din lamecha because she's already shtei saris. You can't sell her. So the two are mutually exclusive. However, a bageris ein lamecha b'leknas. Once she graduates to the point that she's a bageris, she's 12 years and 6 months, like we had the other day in the Gemara B'Shem Shmuel, 12 years and 6 months. From that point on, Le'mecha Le'knas, she can no longer be sold as an Amavriya. She couldn't have been sold already 6 months ago. And there's no Dina Knas because she's graduated from Nara to that of Begeres. Oh, all straightforward. So, Gemara, Amar Yudah Amar Rab, Zudim Rameir, our Mishnah that says that the Din of Knas only applies to a Nara and not to a Ketana is Rameir. The Chacham say that the din of knas applies not only to an ara, but also to a ketana. How do I know? Let's look at the braisa. Ketana mi bas yoim echad v'ad shetov ishtei sarois. A ketana from the day of her first day of birth, her first birthday, not her first birthday, but the day of birth, until she becomes shtei saris, until she becomes 12 years old. 12 years, yesh lemecher ve'ein leknas. The odin can go and sell her at any time during that 12-year period because she's a ketana, no problem, and he could sell her up till the age of shtei saris. Of course, if she's only 1 day old, she's not going to stay as an oman till shtei saris because it's a din of shei shonam yavoid, and we learn in Ivriya from an Ivri, there's only a din of 6 years. Fine, but from baby on, she could be sold for 6 years. And if she's sold at the age of 7, she's not going to be sold for 6 years. She'll only be sold for 5 years until she becomes 12 years old. Ve'in l'knas, but there's no din l'knas because she's not a nara, she's a ketana. Mishitov ishtei saris, once she becomes a nara, ajiti boga, and then you get the period of 6 months, naris until bagris, yesh l'knas ve'in l'mecha, dibur l'meir. That's the same l'meir as our Mishnah. The two are mutually exclusive. From 3 until boigris time. Oh, so we see very clearly the chum hold the din of knas is not only by a nara, but also by a ketana. Why does it have to be from dafka bas gimel shana v'yemechad? Why isn't it from a 1 day old? Because there's Rashi, that when she becomes 3 years old, bi'osa bi'a, v'ein b'suleha choizrin. At what age is she considered to be ru'uya le'bi'a? From 3 years old and higher, because less than 3. If you break through the psulim will grow back once again. So from 3 until 12 and a half, yesh lo knas. Knas, okay, so that's the din of the Chacham, and we see clearly therefore the Chacham disagree with our Mishnah, and they see that there is a din of Knas even by a Ketan. So, but the Gemara asks now, why does the Chacham only focus on Knas? Are you telling me Knas in Mecher Loi? Can't you go and sell the girl at least until the age of Nara? Says the Gemara, Loi. I'm sorry, it goes together. Knas in Mecher Loi? So the Gemara, you're right. Eima af Knas in Mecher. When the Chacham said over here that there's a din of Knas, they meant not only is there a din of Mecher, but there's also a din of Knas. The Gemara is not 1,000% precise, because you don't really have Mecher until Achiti Boger. You only have Mecher until she becomes Shtei Saris. The Gemara just means to say that since Remeir covered both Mecher and Knas, and Knas and Mecher, why the Chacham only talking about Knas? By a Nara, not only is there a din of Knas, by a Ketana, not only is there a din of Knas, there's also a din of Mecher. So why is he focusing on from 3 until the age of 12 and a half, Knas? What about the Mecher? Avad is Mecher too, not only from 3, but even from 1 day until 12 years old. Amr of Chizda, my time the mayor. What's as far for a mayor? So Timur, Amr Kras is the possible. I see the Isha, the Mahava Atzma Hakosa Medaber. Again, we're talking about the ma'anes. Besides paying the 50 shkolim, it says v'loy sieli isha, and to him she will be as his wife. That's a kind of a strange term. It's a passive term instead of an active term. It should go and say v'hu yikach es isha, or who yikach es anara li ishtoi, or who yikach oisa li isha, Why does it say v'loy siya l'isha? That sounds like she has to submit herself to being his wife, and therefore it depends on her. The mahava atzma kosa medaber. No, who's mahava atzma? Only a girl who's already a nara and not a girl who's a ktana. So ktana is not considered to be to have enough maturity to go and be mahava atzma. Mahava atzma is a lashon akinyan, says Rashi. Mi sheyesh biyara lahaknois atzma liishus. She can go and give herself to holy matrimony. When you're talking about a tana, she can't give herself to anybody, to anything, because she doesn't have das to be matna herself. So it's got to be a nar. What does the Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan hold even a ktana. It says in the pasuk nara. Now the way the Gemara brings it based on the kri, the way we read the pasuk nara. But the ksiv is really nara without a hay. For those of you that have the Torah or Hasholim, you see that it brings the pasuk precisely as it's written. The word na'ara is spelled hey nun ayin resh without a hey at the end. We're missing the hey. And you'll notice that there's a small aleph over here, that's the Bach, and the Bach says the same thing. Ois aleph of the Bach, omer ish lokish omakra, na'ara, but it's spelled na'ar without the hey. So what is it coming to tell us? It's coming to tell us not only a nara, a full-fledged nara with shtei saras, but even an inferior or defective nara. What do you mean inferior or defective? That she's not a nara yet. She's only still a ktana. The ktana b'mashma. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, leave out the hay to include the ktana. Shomer ha-papa b'reid Rav Chanan mi-bei kluchis. He heard this shtikl Torah. Ozel Amr Kamed Rav Simon Barashi went and repeated it before Rav Simon Barashi. Omelis Rav Simon Barashi said to Rav Papa, Atan Aho Masnisola, you had this discussion and the posuk of Reish Lakish, that it says Nara without a hay, to tell us a filuk tana, you told it, Lagabi, this case of being the Ma'anes doesn't have to be Dafka Nara. It could be the girl that was Nensa, could be even a ktana. But Anan Ahomasinala, we learned the same type of drasha on a different parsha in the Torah. What was that parsha? Omrish Lokish. Ha'moitzi Shemra Alaktano. We know that if a husband and wife, a chosin kala, get married, and then at night the chosin says, there are no psulim, and then he suspects that she lived with someone between the Eirusin and the Suin, and therefore she is chayiv misa. If afterwards we find out that it's true, chas v'sholem rachman litzlan, she lived willingly with somebody else after she was already betrothed, then she has a din of skila. So, what happens if he's moitzi shemra, moitzi shemra, the Gemara uses this term both ways. Both if it's true, he's moitzi, he's telling a bad story about her, Nebuchadnezzar, a truthful story, and then never she gets skila. And also, Moiti Shema is in a case where he is telling a fib. It's fake news. It's not true. She didn't live with anybody. The whole thing is made up out of thin air. So if he's Moiti Shema on a Nara, then he has to go and pay 100. That's the stipulated Knas by Moiti Shema. You have to pay 100 Shkolim. Vush state on the Torah. That's the din of Moiti Shemra. Now that says right to the pasuk Nara. So it's a Nara. Zok yetz the Gemara. What happens if he was Moiti Shemra on a Ketana and the whole thing was phony baloney, then he's potty. He doesn't have to pay the 100. Shinem, it says the apostle, via nara, nara moli dibra kosev. Here the word nara is written with a hay, a full-fledged nara that already had shtei sarois. If he's moiti shemra, he has to pay 100. However, if she was still a ktana, pot. Masle revada barhava, time to kosev rachmana nara, holav hochi ava mina afil ktana. You're telling me that it's only because it's said in the pasuk nara with a hay, and therefore it's malay, therefore we're talking about a nara, we're not talking about a ktana. Mister, look at the context. Look at the previous pasuk. Well, actually, it's the next pasuk. V'hoksev, it said in the pasuk, Dim emes hayadavar hazeh. Loi nimtzu besulam nara. What happens if it's not moitzi shemra? It's the real McCoy. Unfortunately, she did live with someone. Voitziu es anara al pesach beisavia. Uskalua anshe ira ba'avonim v'meisa. Ki asasa nevola b'Yisrael. Liznois beisavia. Uviyarta rami kibecha. What happens to this nara? Not only the perpetrator, but also the nara uskalua. She gets skila. V'meisa ki asasa nevola b'Yisrael. Aha. Okay, so freighting more yet. Now, if you're telling me that without the hay, I would say that we're talking about a ktana. With the hay, we're talking about a nara, mister. Hay ahin, hay aher. Doesn't make a difference. Your hay, nisht hay. We all know the basic rules. You only can get punished if you are a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah. If she's only 11 and a half years old, there's no way she's going to go and get skila, even though she was uresesli ish, and she lived with someone, he will get skila. But she's not going to get skila because she's a ktana. Ktana is not a bar onshin, not a bas onshin. So al korchach, the nara that we're talking about in the pasuk, means a full-fledged nara, with the hay, on a hay. Crystal clearly it must be talking about a nara, not a ktana. So Timur, you're 100% right. Ella, the Rish Lakish's drasha, the Gabi, the Moitzi Shemra, is talking about a lakan nara. You know why over here this takadin of skila? And if it's a fake news that you have to pay the 100 because you're talking about a nara, it's got to be a nara because sektana there's no din of skila. And here the nara is written with the hay nara mole di barakosif. So therefore, I make a deal. Hakamokim shenem a nara without the hay, and the Gemara itself prints it nara without the hay. I feel like tana b'mashma. So where do you find a nara without a hay? Oh, by uns, you find the nara without a hay. In the case of oynes. So basically, it all comes out, bottom line, the same. Only question is, how we started off this memra of Reish Lakish. Did Reish Lakish directly address the case of oynes? It's without a hay in the vilik tana b'mashma. Or rather, did he first address the case of the Moitzi Shemra, which is nara with the hay? And there he asks, why is there a hay over here? To go and tell you, Dafka over here, there's a din of nara, because of the skila has to be a nara. Moitzi Shemra has to be a nara. And it's written with the hay. But other places where it's written without a hay, hafilektano bimashma. Barry, you're on mute, so I don't hear you. Barry, you're on mute.
In the case of the Moitzi Shemra, look at the pasuk os hay in the Torah Shoreh. Nara is without a hay.
I noticed that at all. I noticed that as well, I should say. And therefore, it, number one, it might or might not be a printing mistake. I don't have a chumash in front of me. But even if it's written correctly, Gemara is telling us, I know that this nara must mean a full-fledged nara because it says uskalur, right? Three words later. There's a din of skila. There's no question about it. We're talking about a nara with the hay, without a hay. Why did the Torah write a hay by the Ba'anchu Oysa Mea Kesev? To go and tell you that the din of the Mea Kesev is only by a full-fledged nara with a hay. But if it's a nara without a hay, it's a ktana, she does not get the 100. Of course, we're talking about the same nara in this parsha. You're right. So it's not to go and tell you the Hilchos nara for the din of Moitzi Shamra. It's come to tell us the diuk, the inference, that when you have without a hay, then it's tak only a ketana, and that's the case by uns, by the case of ma'anis, where, according to the chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, only by a nara do you have the 50 kesef, and not by a ketana. So everybody have a wonderful day in the Mishnah. We'll start a brand new Mishnah, top of Mem Aleph in Mishnah tomorrow morning. Have a good day. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Biwa. Thank you. You too, everybody.